Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, The Top 4 Ways to Stay in Business Long Enough to Succeed. And why do we want to talk about this? Because so many times, the fact of the matter is that 95% of all startups fail. And to buck that statistics, you need to learn new ways to think of building a business slowly and gradually, therefore, you succeed much more successfully. So, winners never quit and quitters never win, said Vince Lombardi. It took me more than 4 years of running through all my savings before I could earn enough for my business to afford to live a good and simple life. That's a long time to be earning less than I need. I could have quit. I could have hedged my bets and not given my business my all. But I'm glad I stuck it out because I can honestly say that I owe my current success to those amazing and difficult first 4 years. And I've noticed that there's a mindset that different between people who quit and those who stick it out and make it through the tough times. From what I've seen since taking a small business owners, most businesses fail for two simple reasons. The business owners quit, or the business owners sabotage their success and thus quit by default. Remember, and I'm going to say this again, these are some of the reasons, or the two main reasons, that people fail in business. The business owners quit, and the business owners sabotage their own success, and that thus quit by default. So, what can you do to not only stay in the game, but also play full out with the game that we call business? Today, I'd like to share that with you. Know the minimum amount you need to earn in order for you to be satisfied. This is not a number that will make you ecstatic. This is the minimal amount of money that you need to live a simple and satisfying life. If you don't know what the amount is, take a couple of hours to create a little budget. What you really need to live to be satisfied. The less you need to be satisfied, the better you'll be. And here's another way to look at how you budget that. Figure out what it is that you need to make in a month or what you want to make in a year. And then break it down into what you want to make each month. Then break it down even further to how much do you need to make each week, each day, each hour in order for you to be satisfied. And don't think about all of those things you want. First, think about what are your current expenses that you truly need. How can you manage to earn that amount of money and then maybe an extra $100 this month, an extra $200 next month, an extra $300, maybe even get it up to $500 more or $1,000 more. But put out there some realistic goals on how you can succeed and what it would take for you to reach that goal. Second, set clear expectations for your journey toward success. You started your business because you wanted to help people. You also wanted to be your own boss and be in control of your destiny. You didn't think this would be easy, but you certainly didn't know that it was going to be this difficult. When the difficulty level of your endeavor is higher than we expected, we tend to want to throw in the towel. So here's the real deal. Growing your business is going to be challenging. All the gremlins and monkey mind thoughts will come out to play. You're going to want to quit at times. I certainly do. But it's your relationship with those challenges that determines your ability to stay in the game. And that's the biggest thing. Are you staying in the game? And how are you going to make sure that you stay in the game? So, how do we relate to your challenges? Remember, having some obstacles in your way is not a sign from the universe to quit. It just means that you may need to try different paths to get to the outcome that you want. Okay, and I'm going to tell you a little story about a company that I've been involved with to make extra income. That if you know anything about the smartphones and how people utilize their phones for almost anything that is out there today, and what is happening in the mobile gaming industry. I became involved with a company nearly 2 years ago that the purpose of this company was to have a platform where that people would come and utilize their platform to download mobile games. And their purpose was to share that money with the people who were their distributors and help them to market their games. And when they first got started, they had founder positions that they encouraged people to become founders for $1,000 or $500 up front. You got $2,500 tokens or 2,500 tokens or 5,000 tokens to 5,000 tokens, depending on whether you put up $1,000 or $500. And they initially had founder positions. Then they did beta tester founder positions, which was a different pool, but it was a way for them to have people to help them build a fund, and then they guaranteed you that you that what they were going to be doing was putting advertising on their platform. And what you would have the ability to do was to share in the revenue generated by the people who were free members, who played games and watched the advertising. What they also did was that someone could become a premium gamer for just $10 and having $10 worth of tokens every month. Then if you wanted to be a game ambassador, it was $50 a month. And you got 500 tokens. Then after so many months or a year, they brought some people on to help them build the company and market it and expand it. And they wanted to bring in people who had, excuse me, people who were in other multi-level marketings that had teams available, full teams available. So what they did then when they brought in their marketing person, they decided to change the pay plan. And then instead of incorporating the marketing as part of the tool, you had to pay extra for that, and then they doubled what you had to pay for tokens every month. And that was because what they were going to do is they had like so many levels that what they would do is if you were at the first level, you made $5 a day if you had 3 people recruited, and they all became game ambassadors. Then the idea was you would move up to higher levels and then go from $5 a day to $10 a day to $15 a day to on up to where you were going to be easily make, be at Black Crown, making a, having $100,000 in volume. Well, guess what happened then? It almost became a scam because none of the people who were getting in were looking at and understanding that the whole purpose of the company was to download the games and play the games. Plus, their games never functioned right. And when they changed the pay plan, they literally wiped out all those founder positions, and they would never address or talk to the people who put in money to become founders. So what was happening is now the company is to a point that it's become nothing more than a scam. And yet they just, what they've done is in changing the pay plan, all they promote is they've forgotten that this company was had launched and had been in existence for 18 months longer than what they're promoting to the new people that come in. All they're doing is promoting that this company is a ground floor opportunity that's only been in existence for 5 months. Plus, if someone wants to get into the company, and it's like you almost have to become a game ambassador for $124.95, which rounds out to $125 a month. And also, the whole idea was that if you had enough people in that were premium gamers, that your fee that you were paying was supposed to be reduced by $10 every month, so that you weren't paying that $100 for tokens. And that never happened. So what you're seeing is that, and it's a reason why you have to be real careful and you have to do research on a company to make sure that they are what they say they are. And this company literally got started because the founder wrote a book about the gaming industry and what the potential income was for people, for companies who were in the gaming industry, and he wanted to get in and get a piece of the action. So, every challenge is an opportunity to learn to grow. And one of the biggest mindset shifts that you can make is to align with a learning and growth mindset versus a goal-first mindset. The more you can adapt learning and growth mindset, the easier your journey is going to become. I am not knocking goal setting, but what if instead of you getting down on yourself for not meeting your goal, you asked yourself this question: what are the one or two things that I need to do to adjust? If you did that every single time, something that didn't meet your expectations, Do you think you would eventually hit whatever target you set? Now, let's go back over this last sentence again. If you did that every single time something didn't meet your expectations, do you think you would eventually hit whatever target you're set? And that's based on what are the one or two things that you need to adjust to be successful. So, everything takes longer than you think. Businesses are like remodel projects. They take twice as long as projected, as we have to invest double the money into it. It seems to be our nature to overestimate what we can accomplish in a year, and we tend to underestimate that we can accomplish in 10. So set your expectations straight, and don't expect to be an overnight sensation. They don't exist. Stop focusing on the things that won't really get you where you want to go. And this is the biggest thing to remember. For instance, we tend to multitask today, and we really need to be focused. For instance, my sister is deaf, and she was always being told, you can't succeed. You can't. So that she had low self-esteem. So what did she do? Whenever she was in school and she would hear that someone took this class or someone took that class, whether it was part of the curriculum that she needed to take or the direction that she was going for a profession, she would go and take them just simply because she wanted to prove that she was just as good as everyone else. So what I'm saying here is that you need to have blinders on and you need to focus in on what is going to get you where you want to go. We all want to get masterful at our craft. After all, sharing our gifts with the world is what we started our business for in the first place. But for the most people, putting more and more time to perfect our service delivery is not going to be what helps you get to the next level of impact of your earnings. It's putting the time and effort into improving your marketing and your sales enrollment skills. That's what's key to you from here to there. How much of your time of the week are you truly devoting to client-generating activities? Are the activities that you're involved in going to directly lead you to getting clients? If the answer is no, you've got explaining to do. Yes, it would be good for you to talk to your boss, you, and redirect your energies into activities that will actually bring you to the revenue that you are looking for. And the best thing that I can say here is that you need to consider having good time management skills. Why is that important? Because it's easy to procrastinate, to take time off, but to do things you enjoy doing instead of doing what is going to get you where you want to be professionally and financially. So, here's the last thing to think about. If you want to rock your business, I know you want to make a difference. I know you have what it takes to make that happen. And in order for you to reach that awesome potential of yours, you have to stay in the game long enough to succeed. That's the biggest thing to consider. But here are some other things to consider when it comes to gaining success for yourself. Remember, be focused. What is your goal? If you don't have a mission or a purpose in life, if you don't know what that is, then you need to have it written down. And if you need someone to help you stay on track, then what you need to do is put together a plan, a mission, a purpose, and have a mentor that will sit with you and work with you and help you put all of your things together and lay it out and have something for you to do each day. And write out your schedule. And if you have to set aside time to write, to keep adding stuff to your website that's going to show you as an authority on what it is that you want to do to succeed, then do it. Make sure you understand what your goals are and how you plan to reach those goals. And if you don't have the skills or if you have a weakness in an area that someone else has a strength in, be willing to delegate. I once took a course or heard about a course where it was like he was going to tell you what the big secret was to be successful. And what was his big secret? To delegate. That we all tend to wear all hats when we get started, especially as solopreneurs. And if you're doing something that you don't enjoy doing or you don't have a talent for, then why not take that and outsource it to someone who enjoys doing that? That if you outsource to someone else, but they don't, what I'm trying to say here is, that person that you outsource to, you can do a joint venture. That if they come across someone who can utilize your service or your product, then offer them commission for that referral. Why not even set up some type of an affiliate program for yourself with your company? Because you know what? And you're seeing this more and more every day, is that companies are, they're not developing products to be sold in retail stores. What they're doing is utilizing websites as their marketing tool and replicating websites to help them market their products. There is software out there today that you can get on their platform and literally help build and expand your business and your product. And they actually teach you how to grow your business and how to utilize marketing in the best way for your business. So why not look for ways to build and grow your business long term? So remember, we've been talking about the four ways to stay in business long enough to succeed. And you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for both individual and group coaching. And then we will work with you to put together a mission statement and help you become accountable to follow through on your plan to build success long term.